This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, hour number two. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney coming to you live from our Quicken Loans studio. Just got some news I'm not exactly enthralled with. Quicken Loans studio, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Richard Sherman, it was good stuff. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Still not buying what he said about, although it was a very creative, very witty response about, I'm a direct guy. If I wanted to diss Russell Wilson, I would have dissed him. But we do know this. We know he's buddies with Doug Baldwin, right?
Yes.
If he, you know, when he was asked about Baldwin, he didn't say, hey, listen, I've seen him go for 7 catches for $139 with 3 touchdowns. I've also seen him drop 5 balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think
it was designed.
I think Russell gets a lot of love and not a lot of criticism.
True. No, I don't think there's any love. I also think they're very different people.
Just try to keep them humble, man.
Very different people.
Oh, of course they are.
And a defense, there was a fragmented unit.
That had nothing to do with offense, defense. That had everything to do with who's talking to the front office and who's not.
Yeah, a little bit of a, not brown nose, but yeah. I can see why, especially if you're an aging vet and you start to see some of the writing on the wall, then you're getting pushed out, and you're the real impetus behind the championship, the Legion of Boom, defense, running the football. Though Russell is great now and he made plays even as a rookie, I can see where there'd be a little disconnect there. But that was cool. Nice to have him finally on the show. We've been trying for a while. So it was good to get him. Real quick, Patrick Corbin.
They don't all want to be Yankees.
Not loving this here.
They don't all want to be Yankees.
I'm very surprised. I know that.
I'm shocked.
Everybody wants to be a Yankee.
I'm actually shocked.
So am I. I guess the Yankees didn't want to go to year number 6. The Nationals, it's funny. So the Nationals are going to give him 6 years right around. It's more than Yu Darvish got last year, which is 120-something from the Cubbies.
Yep.
So he'll probably say if it's 130-ish, then and let Bryce Harper walk? I mean, Patrick Corbin's basically... I mean, Corbin's good. And I'll tell you what...
Pitching is greater than hitting.
You can make that case, for sure. Elite pitching. I don't know if Patrick Corbin's that guy. I mean, pitching.
Who else is there?
Well, I mean, if you have a Kershaw or a Medbum
Here's the question. I don't want to get down in a rabbit hole in this for too deep, but are the Nationals going to be good next year?
I just think they're going to be okay.
Without Bryce Harper?
Yeah. Yeah, they got some players. Yeah. Soto's good.
Yeah.
Rendon's good. Mm-hmm. They got some players for sure. But I'll tell you this. He's going to be 30 next season. And if it came down, not that Corbin won't have, although the Phillies are going to be better.
Yeah.
The Braves are already good. We'll see what the Mets do. They introduced Cano. I watched some of that press conference earlier today. They got Diaz, who saved 57 games last year. If the Mets starters ever get right and stay healthy together, but I still think they're going to trade. I think they're going to trade Noah Syndergaard, right? And they're going to get a young...
This is the Mets.
The Mets. Mm-hmm. A young, multi-tool, middle-of-the-order outfielder. I still think the Mets are going to do something. I don't think the Mets are done. And if they are, the Mets aren't going to be good or very good. But 6 years for Patrick Corbin, that's a lot. So if that's what it came down to as a Yankee fan...
You're okay.
Much as I wanted him on the team next year, I don't know if I would have wanted him in year 4, 5, and 6. The surprise, though, was that at his wedding... You heard about the story?
No, I didn't.
His brother was doing the best man speech, the toast, and he's from Jersey. He's a local kid, Patrick Corbin. He took out his hat, a Yankee hat, as part of a prop as he was ending the toast.
Oh, get out of here.
And so everybody assumed, hey, he's coming home, man. No, he's going to the Nationals. All right, a little surprise there. So
it's not that far of a hike.
But it's not the Yankees. It was the team he grew up rooting for.
Yeah,
the point. Kobe, let me play this for you. And then let's react. Anytime Kobe Bryant opens his mouth, it's always interesting. Mm-hmm. It's always interesting because it's equal parts real, it's brilliant, it's aggressive in his own way, it's a little gruff, it's unapologetic. Kobe's the man. Let's see what he said about the Lakers, their direction. Takes a little dig at the Warrior fans as well. Check this out.
They will figure it out. So, enjoy the journey because we'll be champions before you know it. They won't just be laughing at all the Warrior fans who all of a sudden
catch right bandwagoners. Come on. We were just here. I did some
by the way, I don't mean the dog in words because the owners are absolutely amazing. I mean the dog and Bob Myers is a good friend. But I remember going there to play and looking around and seeing a lot of Laker jerseys in the stands. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what?
All right, so that was like an all-access thing where Kobe comes, you pay whatever you see, you sit at a table, have dinner, you have drinks, so that's why it was a little tinny, the audio there. But a lot of people have taken that, and again,
They're overthinking it.
Well, they're thinking, well,
what else is he got to say?
No, but maybe Kobe knows something about Klay Thompson, whose dad does the Laker games, and Klay's going to come here, and KD's going to leave because he's beefing with Draymond.
Nope.
I'm just saying what people are saying.
I know, but that's not how would Kobe Bryant know that?
Well, how would you know that more than Kobe?
I don't.
How would I know that more than Kobe?
I don't think Klay is leaving Golden State. But
I don't think so.
He basically says the Lakers are going to be champions again.
I
mean, at some point before the world ends, I'm sure they will be champions.
I know. That's like Kareem or Bill Walton saying, eventually the UCLA brand, the Bruins are going to win a championship again soon. I mean, certain teams just kind of tend to grab the
right.
for championships.
Yeah, you got great Lakers talent around you. Eventually, you're going to win something. I
miss Kobe playing.
Yeah.
I miss Kobe being in the NBA. He was awesome. And the NBA is so healthy and so great right now. But Kobe, man.
And it's funny you say that because as I think about Kobe in today's NBA, would he be – he'd still be a star, superstar.
Yeah, let's stop the questions there because we don't want to embarrass the show. The answer is anything you're asking, the answer is yes. Whatever you're thinking in that brain of yours, the answer is yes.
I mean, he's not a great three-point shooter.
He would have become one.
And he didn't necessarily get along with people. In today's NBA, to win championships, you kind of got to get along with a bunch of guys.
That's a different question.
That's a good. I'm not talking about him being a superstar. He's going to be a superstar. He could have played 50 years from now. He could play, 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a superstar. He's got that it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But in this current iteration of the NBA, where you have to
recruit. Uh-huh.
Be
almost acquiesce a little bit.
Yeah. Amenable to like
a little bit.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Get
I'm gonna
the
leave
open
too on the table. No, as most of the
I don't know. I mean,
I didn't know you were going there, so I take that back. That's actually that's a really interesting thought. That is. We don't know the answer. Like you, it would probably have to be organic. It would have to be organic.
Yeah,
I don't know
because he's not fake. He's not contrived. He's not gonna.
No,
he's not gonna smile and hey, come on, buddy.
No, he's not pulling that nonsense.
No, he's not into that.
But there's always a guy that even in today's NBA, not the Jimmy Butler's even near this level, but Draymond Green. There's always people that you can align yourself with that have a common disposition, even where that fierce, aggressive, no nonsense alpha is kind of eroding. What I thought you were gonna ask. Is if Kobe was coming up today as a young player, would he be as, not as great, because obviously greatness, great. Oscar would be great, and all these, Jerry West would be great.
Yeah, it's not like football where there's a size issue. Even though there is a size issue, it's different.
Totally different. Yeah. Back in the 40s, the left tackle was, I'm not even making this up, like 5'9", 171 pounds. I mean, that's the way it was. But would Kobe have been because Kobe was physical. Mm-hmm. Like people... He got into boxing. Kobe became pretty tough, actually.
I know.
And, not like pseudo tough. Like, Kobe.
Yeah, don't.
Kobe
you don't want to fight.
Badass.
You don't want to fight.
At the end.
Kobe was the guy on your team you don't want to meet in the alley.
Kind of. He got into it a few times. Who did he abuse? He didn't get along with Smush Parker. Who? Smush Parker. And who was the other guy in L.A.? It was definitely Smush. He had no use for Smush Parker. Yeah. They just didn't get along at all.
Yeah.
I got into it. Maybe Blake. Did he get in a fight with Blake in practice? He had a couple scraps, but. To me, that's what keeps the team energized.
Yeah.
And what's funny? And a lot of guys, I love the NBA players only, the all-access when they have like Greg Anthony or C-Webb and Isaiah, Dennis Scott. And they're just talking shop, And you get the stories. Like all this stuff happened between Draymond and Kevin Durant. It's happened every day back in the day.
Of course.
We just didn't know.
Yeah.
And back in the day, the players weren't as sensitive, so... They could throw down provided it wasn't something with a girl or something, that's out of bounds.
Yeah, personal.
Sure. You scrap it out, and then you go to battle, you're my teammate, and we're good. It's a different athlete now.
Agreed. The question, though, that comes from what he said, the Lakers will win one sooner than you think,
mm-hmm.
Do you think this Laker team is close enough? Because right now, you just look at the standings.
Were they in fifth place now?
In fifth place. They're a game behind the Golden State Warriors.
Really popped this up, which is amazing in itself. That statement.
Yeah, and they're tied in the loss column. They're two games back in the win column, and they're only this is the L.A. Lakers. They're only two games out of having the best record in the Western Conference right now.
That doesn't say much for the West.
And true.
It's more of an indictment to me.
Everybody's packing up. They every team loses a game they shouldn't lose, but they win. Go on these little streaks of two or three wins in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The Nuggets have been obviously the most effective one as of late. They've won six in a row and seven of the last 10. But
who's this now? The Rockets?
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets. I mean, they won last night in Toronto.
But it's all close. But the question is, are they closer to being a top team in the West than we thought?
No. Because no matter what the standings say today, provided now Curry's back, mm-hmm. he's been dropping 30.
Yep.
You get everybody healthy, everybody back on the same page, and everybody irons out their differences, their petty differences. The Warriors, by far, are still the best team in the Western Conference. So we look at – I would flip it to you this way. Look at the West. I'll take it a step further, even though the Nuggets had a great win. And that, is a great regular season win. Out of conference, a conference across the country in Toronto, who's 20-5.
I know.
That's a great regular season win.
I agree.
But look at the Denver Nuggets in order. The Clippers and the Thunder, the top three teams in the West. None of those teams have a chance to win the championship. 0-3.
I agree with you.
So what does that tell you about the state of the West? It's fluid, and it hasn't even begun to resemble. I mean, this is my opinion. I could be wrong. Maybe it's one of those wacky outlier seasons where things are just really different. But, while I like the Nuggets, and I was touting them all summer, mm-hmm. you know that. And the Clippers are doing a hell of a job, and they got a good roster, and the Thunder 15-7. Okay, great. You come back in June, and who's standing in June? Really?
Yeah.
Of those three teams.
It's really a weird NBA season because there's just not teams that you say, like the Toronto Raptors, they won 20 games. The first team in the NBA this year to win 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the most part, we're buying them.
I'm totally buying them. I think they're terrific.
But there's still some people you listen to that don't trust them yet.
Well, then that's their problem.
I agreed, but still. I mean, it's Kawhi and it's everything else that he's brought, and they're probably the best team. But we were touting the Boston Celtics like they were going to be the second coming of the previous Celtics dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And that may still happen, but Brad Stevens has had this really, really tough indoctrination into this new roster
mm-hmm.
as it sits right now. Because Kyrie, he played most of last season, he didn't play a lot in the postseason, then he got hurt. Gordon Hayward wasn't around. And so these kids who are 19 and 20 years old, maybe most of them are 19, are being asked to become role players when they don't think that they should be role players. And so it's just this weird dynamic that Brad Stevens has to navigate.
Yep.
But I believe that at some point he figures that out. And they figure that out. They're too good not to. Their players are too good, mm-hmm. and Brad Stevens is too good for them not to figure it out. So all of a sudden, even though they're six games or whatever it was,
13-10.
They're 6 games behind the Toronto Raptors right now.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm saying, the Boston Celtics are going to ultimately be as good, if not better, than the Toronto Raptors.
I'm saying the same thing, but I've also been saying that. Into the middle of November, that's mm-hmm. Early. Late November, that's early. If we're going to still say, are we saying this at Christmas? I don't know. I'm with you. I think the Celtics get it going here, but they're two games better than the Magic. Not the way it's supposed to go down right now. Magic are a year or two away, although they're playing hard and they're playing well. But, yeah, I'm with you. Confounding the Celtics. Don't disagree. All right, Teague, let's get a break here. Coming up, Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, former head coach of the Ravens, and we'll ask him. And beat Deke, of course, played against the coach of the Super Bowl. We'll ask if he's coach of the Ravens now, who's starting moving mm-hmm. forward? Is he going Flacco or is he going Lamar Jackson? We'll have that conversation with Coach coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This week on Tiki Barber's podcast, I got a chance to talk to Phil Savage. And Phil Savage has a ton of experience as general manager of the Cleveland Browns. He was also a scout. He was a coach in the National Football League and a coach in college. He's also now the general manager of one of the Alliance of American Football teams. So he knows football, both the college and the NFL ranks. And I ask him, amongst a host of things, about the college football playoff, but then lastly, about Urban Meyer and his decision to retire.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way to save a little money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. But in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. All right. Busy Tuesday. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. Get us on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney. We get some calls, more calls a little later. Obviously, inbounds, out of bounds still coming up. We've got something on Sam Darnold, something on the Heisman Trophy trio, something on the Bulls with Freddie Hoiberg, and something on Seattle getting a pro team back.
Yeah.
Although it's not the NBA.
It is not.
That should be next. But, Teek, let's get to our next guest, a good friend of the show, Brian Billick, former head coach of the Ravens, a champion. Every time I say that, I take an unwanted shot, unintentional shot of my partner.
It's all good.
Coach, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
Good afternoon. Doing great.
Awesome. Listen, let's start your Ravens here, who, boy, they've kind of been all over the map. They went from 4-2 to a team that was, in the eyes of many, clearly ascending. They lose three straight, then they're 4-5. Then they go to Lamar Jackson, and we think Harbaugh is going to get fired. First, let's start with the coach. Were you ever convinced that John Harbaugh not returning next season was pretty much a done deal?
I don't know if it was a done deal. I think the owner, Steve Bisciotti, laid down the marker pretty clearly in terms of what the expectation was for this year. And we'll see how it plays out. I mean, John Harbaugh's done a great job. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. But they've been out of the playoff for the last 5 years. And the organization made it very clear what the expectations were. And as is typical, sometimes the season's going good and sometimes it changed. This weekend in particular is fascinating to me to see everything that the Ravens represent, which is great defense as usual, running the ball at a league-leading level now that Lamar Jackson's doing what he's doing, limited passing game, playing, and how does that stack up on the road against maybe the most explosive, best offense in the National Football League in Kansas City. I think the heart and soul of the NFL may be at stake this weekend to see what formula can win.
Yeah, no, you're like right. It. And you talk about Lamar Jackson. Is there any doubt that John Harbaugh sticks with Lamar Jackson, not only this week, but throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's an interesting call because clearly he adds a dimension, his ability to run the ball, add that 70 to 100 yards to what is a decent running attack as it is. Very limited in the passing game. He just frankly can't operate at the pro level out of the quarterback position right now. Doesn't mean he can't evolve into it, but that's not what they're about. Can you win with that formula? Clearly Joe Flacco comes in, has been proven what he can do. Again, you add that great defense. If they can run the ball decently, not going to quite do what Lamar Jackson does by way of third down or the overall running yardage, but does give them a legitimate throwing threat down the field. Interesting dilemma for John Harbaugh, as we just talked about, whose job is on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, they could stay with Lamar Jackson and he shows some promise and yeah, it's been good. But if they don't make the playoffs, it's well, okay. So what are we going to do? Are we going to stick with Harbaugh or not? You could very well go back with Joe Flacco, and he does okay. But again, if you don't make the playoffs, then are you going to bring in that quarterback whisperer for Lamar Jackson? What are the changes? So a lot at play here.
Yeah. No. Do you think that this is the end? Do you sense or feel that this is the end for Joe Flacco in Baltimore?
Yeah. You know, I live in the Mid-Atlantic area, and as well as Joe has played since the Super Bowl, they're a 500 team. He's an average quarterback in that regard. They gave the big money to. I'm not going to say he's not a fan favorite. He's a good guy. People like him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't inspire the fans. Let's put it that way. And so there are going to be that critics, whether Lamar Jackson's the answer or not. He appears to be that heir apparent. Everybody loves the backup. He's playing well, obviously, all but against three really poor defenses. So we're going to have to see. And now against a team that plays great offense and is better on defense, can put a legitimate pass rush on. We're going to find out a little bit more if it is Lamar Jackson. But hard to imagine. I mean, all he has to do is look south at Alex Smith and have a sit down with Alex Smith to find out how that goes.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Brian Billick, and Brian's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, there. Once a coach, always a coach. So I know you've got a strong opinion on what the Packers did with Mike McCarthy. First of all, did you think they did him dirty or what?
Well, it's not surprising that a team fires a coach during the course of the season. That's not too untypical. The fact that it was the Packers, who don't tend to do that, and the fact that it was Mike McCarthy, won a Super Bowl there, been in the playoffs 12 years or whatever it is there.
12, yeah.
That part of it, that is surprising because it's not like all of a sudden it's going to change their fortunes. Does it give them a chance to now ramp up their processes to go get a coach, sure. Also allows Mike McCarthy to get out on the market early, and it's hard for me to imagine him not getting a head job. But it is surprising that it was the Packers. Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach. He's a proven coach. I don't know what it is they were trying to achieve the rest of the season by making the change.
I think the word is harmony. It seems like there was a fracture in the relationship between Rodgers and McCarthy to the point, Coach, where it may become a little untenable. And I want to ask you about Aaron. We know his, you know, ungodly talents. When he's right, he's the most talented player in the league. I think most would agree with that for the quarterback spot. But he seems to be getting more and more complicated with age. Do you think it's do you think he's an easy player to coach at this point or no?
Well, the fact that he's such great talent, yeah, that makes it real easy to coach him.
Now, you know, the other stuff.
Like we always say, one of the hardest things to do is to evaluate the play of a quarterback separate of what's going on around him. And what, frankly, has nothing to do with play calling, in my opinion, what's around him is not very good. And they've got to address that from a personnel standpoint. You've got to give him some talent to wrap around him to tap into the greatness that is Aaron Rodgers. Is Aaron moody to work with? Have they had an issue? They say not. Any relationship after a while, you know, begins to fray a little bit, particularly when things aren't going well. And without necessarily pointing fingers, you know, sometimes it's just change needed for change's sake. Sure, that's true.
Yeah. Now, Coach, let me ask you from a former coach perspective. But if you were still a coach and they didn't have the player conduct policy or the commissioner's exempt list back when you were in the helm of the Baltimore Ravens. But when I think about, you know, some of these young kids who have made mistakes and they're egregious mistakes, they're going to get a second chance. How do you address or coach a guy like Aaron Reuben Foster and also Kareem Hunt, who just got caught up in this video issue caused the Chiefs to cut him?
Yeah, and recognizing that the only difference between the two is that with Hunt, we got film.
Yes, exactly.
And that's you know, people look, well, why? How come Reuben Foster end up with a team and Kareem Hunt not? Yes, we are a nation. We are a league. Fans are. We love to forgive. We love to give second chances. If a young man is repentant, if he understands that what he did was wrong, there has to be a process. I don't know that process can be adhered between now and the end of the season for Kareem Hunt. I think it's egregious enough, and not just what, you know, his actions, but his lying to the organization, his lying to the teammates, his lying to his coaches. That's got to be a grave concern for any team. I'm not quite sure. I don't know that I could lay out a 1-2-3 process that he has to go through.
Yep.
But clearly he's going to have to go through some kind of process before he's allowed back into the league.
There's no question. Brian Billick, 9 years Ravens head coach, analyst, NFL Network, Super Bowl champ. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Coach, you can tell Broderick that his X-Tech pads are being worn by a kid who's playing in the state championship up in Connecticut. My son AJ is playing this weekend, and he's wearing X-Tech pads. Tell us what's going on with them, because I know they've grown. I know that the importance of shoulder pads because of X-Tech pads has grown not only in high schools and college, but also in the National Football League. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's an exciting time because Bob and Teddy Monica and Bob Broderick have done an unbelievable job bringing this revolutionary pad to market. We're in every NFL clubhouse, 400 colleges, places like Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame are replete with X-Tech pads. High school players are now wearing it, as you just alluded to. And it's that next step. I mean, people do now recognize this is the next innovation in pads. You got to take the head out of the game. That puts a higher priority on the pads. That's exactly what X-Tech pads are about. They're on the leading edge of protecting our players. And anybody that's interested, particularly with young people, that's the next wave right now.
Yep.
It's young people recognizing that this is available to them. They go to xtech.com and see exactly what they're about.
Yeah, and by the way, Brian, Tiki's too humble, so I'll say it as his partner. His boy hauled in a 46-yard bomb. Not only is he playing in the state championship, but to get there, he led the team into receiving this past weekend, and he hauled in a 46-yard strike. So A.J. Barber's pretty good.
Well, obviously, there's great bloodlines coming from his mother, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, before we let you go, Brian, I wanted to ask you this because it's been mixed results here. The way Big Ben has been pointing fingers this year, does that rub you the wrong way? He's been very quick to throw some teammates under the bus. How do you process that?
I don't know. That's, Ben's always a little bit about some drama. I guess the players, you know, you deal with it. Whether you think that motivates or not, I always find that, you know, Whenever I had a player that acted that way, I always loved to deal with them going, okay, I guess this is how you want me to deal with you, right? So don't stumble.
Yeah.
Because obviously you think the best way to get the best out of somebody is to call them out that way. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, the players seem to respond to it, and as long as they're okay with it, yeah, that, you know, that's cool.
Well, they haven't responded. Lost a couple in a row. Yeah, they haven't really responded in the winning side yet, They still have a lot. By the way, you think they correct this, or are they just kind of a one-and-done team? Because sometimes they look like they can win the Super Bowl. Sometimes they look like a six-win team. Who are they?
Yeah, no, they have the talent. There's no question. If they can hold it together, and I think the other night, let's give credit to San Diego to do it on the road,
true,
what they did. I thought San Diego was spectacular. I don't know if it said more about Pittsburgh or more about San Diego. I prefer to think it says more about San Diego. Yes, there's no question. The talent is there for Pittsburgh to challenge anybody to go to the Super Bowl and be a Super Bowl team. Can they hold it together emotionally?
Yeah, and the refs didn't help them either.
And that one call, as they always say, no one play makes a difference. But that one hurt.
That one kind of made a difference. All right, Brian. Yeah. Thank you a lot. Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you very much.
Sounds good.
Brian Billick. We'll give him a pass. He said the San Diego Chargers a couple times.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, we all do it. It's hard.
I can't. I was always the San Diego Chargers to me. And I love San Diego, too.
Yeah, it's a great city. So. AAF is the San Diego Fleet. We'll get them some love. Yeah. They got a team coming out there, right? Right. What's up, Back? What are you doing?
Maybe going out to San Diego.
You going to be doing some games? We got to get Ack on a game. Come on.
Absolutely. I'll do it.
Can you handle it? Have you done football?
I have done football.
When was the last football game you did? What level?
I did basketball. Ivy League football.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like Ivy League football. It's fun.
Any pros in the game you did?
I had Ryan Fitzpatrick. He probably did.
There was, but I got to think of him.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's some guys.
You got to think of it. There's probably four.
No, there's more.
A couple of
kids from Brown.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah. Well, there's a kid now playing from Brown. I think a wide receiver somewhere.
There was a guy who played in the Super Bowl for the Cardinals. I can't remember who it was, but he played in the Super Bowl for the Cardinals.
So, yeah, you called a pro. I love that.
That's right.
As the great Bobby the Brain Heenan would say, Ack, right now you're a fountain of misinformation. This guy, that team, this league, that year.
Well, Chris Pizzotti being in camp with the Jets, I didn't think would cut it.
Hey, no, so you got picked up, and he's playing now.
No, it was a while back.
No, the guy, but there is a guy now who was in Jets camp, who was in the NFL, who played at Brown.
Okay.
Again, you don't know that.
I don't know that.
Fountain of Bobby Heenan. We miss Bobby Heenan. Let's get the update for Mac. Inbounds, out of bounds coming up after this. Here is Smackerman. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. Get to Inbounds, out of bounds in a moment, though. Right now it's time for the Player of the Week. It's brought to you by Granger. We take a look at somebody who's getting it done this week. It is Russell Westbrook, the Thunder point guard, pumping in 22 points and grabbing 11 rebounds a night, 10 assists over the last five games. OKC, more importantly, they're winning 4 of 5. So he's kind of dialed it back a bit, taking 5 fewer shots this season compared to his MVP year a couple of years back. It has translated to wins. Thunder looking good. Teek and I hit on this before. 3rd in the West, 15-7, despite starting 0-4 while Russ recovered from offseason knee surgery. So he's playing well. I don't think they miss Carmelo, just a guess. Neither do the Rockets. Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Granger.com.
We talked about this briefly yesterday. It wasn't even on air, BT, but Carmelo hasn't signed yet.
No, but where did I see the article? Was it may have been an ESPN piece, but somebody that's pretty piped in. It was somebody that I respect. Just getting the names the wires jumbled. Crossed because you read so many different things. Yeah. Everything's crossing. I think it was, whomever it was, they predicted that he's done.
Wow.
They talked to a lot of GMs, and there's no market right now.
Wow.
Unless something, you know what you could do? You could do this because you could almost satisfy, pick a bad team, right? A team that's trying to lose. Mm-hmm. Bring him in. Because he can't play defense.
It'll be exciting.
You might
He'll
get,
score.
You might get, a little tick up and walk up at the gate. The future Hall of Famers for, if there's no star power in a city.
Maybe.
He's not going to go back to Denver because Denver's very good. Knicks don't want a piece of him. I mean, Atlanta? All of his buddies, LeBron, unless LeBron throws him a bone.
Atlanta?
No, Atlanta had him and they waived him. He was with the Hawks for like 3 nights.
I don't even
exactly.
remember that.
Wow. Exactly. You ready for Inbounds, Out of Bounds, Tink?
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Tiki, here we go, buddy. So the Jets, hey, attaboy Jets, looking good. Dropped six straight. And the third straight with Josh McCown, who for some reason is still playing. He's the quarterback while rookie Sam Darnold sits and watches. Now, there's reports. We know he's banged up here, but now there's a report saying that Todd Bowles started McCown on Sunday despite Darnold being healthy and ready to play. And by the way, itching to play. Went on the practice field, made the throws. He's basically saying, coach, let me play. Now, we also saw the Bears sit Mitch Trubisky despite the quarterback practicing all week. Here's the question. In or out? A head coach sitting a young quarterback is a precaution even if it decreases the chances of getting a win. Is inbounds or out of bounds?
Inbounds, BT. The Jets are 3-9. They're so far out of this, it's not even funny. And I don't know if Todd Bowles is trying to save his job, but I think he ultimately is trying to
save his job.
By saying, hey, we'll get this kid ready. But I think he's ultimately trying to save the psyche of Sam Darnold. Now, Sam Darnold started out the season hot, but over the last 3 weeks of his start from 7, 8, 9, week 7, 8, and 9, he completed 47% of his passes. He was bad, man. So maybe there's like a confidence preservation thing going on here. I don't know.
No.
It's in bounds because there's myriad reasons, but it's questionable.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to answer this two ways. My answer directly is inbounds as a premise, but out of bounds directly pertaining to the Jets situation. I've watched every snap of the kid this year. He's had no help. But what has not happened, his confidence is not rattled. Sam Darnold is even. He is cool hand Luke, steady hand. He's made some bad throws. His receivers have also abandoned him many times. I detest this move by Todd Bowles. He's got to play. He's got now. If he was swimming in the playbook or just overwhelmed or that confidence was shot, you got to save the young man from himself. He is the youngest quarterback in the NFL. He's 3 years younger, by the way, than Baker Mayfield. 2.5 years. People forget that. That's not the case. He needs to play, and he needs to play now. So I think Todd Bowles is making a big mistake. I can't stand this decision.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teak, how about this? So three quarterbacks have dominated the college football season, and all three, Tua, Tagovailoa. Say it right there?
You did.
I feel like I stumbled a little bit on one of those vowels. Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins have been announced as the finalists for the Heisman Trophy. Now, Tua, for the most part, prohibitive favorite most of the year. Vegas odds now show Murray is the favorite to take home the coveted award. And by the way, I don't know if this is the day to have the conversation. This might be, I'm going to have to research this tonight. This might be the most accomplished group of quarterbacks. They have had great years.
Unbelievable.
Man, inbounds or out of bounds? Murray does deserve the Heisman over Tua and Haskins.
If this is inbounds, BT, because it could have been Murray deserves the Heisman. Tua deserves the Heisman. Dwayne Haskins deserves the Heisman. Look at Dwayne Haskins' numbers. 70% completion percentage, and he's not dinking and dunking. He's chucking the ball downfield. 4,500 yards and 47 touchdowns. They didn't mention it there. 47 touchdowns, which is about 10 more than Kyler Murray had. But Kyler, because of what Oklahoma has done, they're in the college football Final Four. He's responsible for 51 touchdowns, just like Dwayne Haskins is. Absolutely, he deserves to win it. But again, all of these kids deserve to win it.
Yeah, so I almost feel bad saying that that you're wrong. Listen, I don't think Murray deserves to win the award. I think it's Tua. I mean, I understand there's been a talking point all year, but we were just staring at the numbers on the screen. He doesn't play in the fourth quarter.
True.
I mean, you could look at those numbers. So 3,400 yards, 42 touchdowns, 4 picks, right? If he were to play against all the garbage teams. Now, just because Oklahoma's defense stinks and Kyler Murray has to play.
I got a counterpoint for you when you're done. Go ahead.
Just because he has to play four quarters and just because the Buckeyes have been all over the map like a roller coaster this year, I cannot penalize Tua. If he played more, he would have 60 touchdowns and 5,000 yards.
Okay.
And now, he's on the best team in the country.
Now, we saw in the SEC championship, Tua was banged up. He got his other ankle stepped on and ultimately had to sit down. Jalen Hurts, out of nowhere, the former starter comes in, leads him to victory. Alabama was all right without Tua. If Kyler Murray's not playing for Oklahoma, there's no chance they're in this conversation. If Dwayne Haskins is not the quarterback for Ohio State, there is no chance they're going to the Rose Bowl now.
We said that about Ohio State before when JT Barrett got hurt, Cardale Jones came in, Braxton Miller. We've said that before, and it didn't prove true.
Yeah, but go look at the quarterbacks behind both of those two guys. They're not the same.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teak. Yesterday, the Bulls announced they've relieved Freddie Hoiberg of his duties. Head coach, he went 115 and 50. 115 and 155 after a nice run at Iowa State. He was good there. Just didn't get it done with Chicago. So after the 2016-2017 season, the Bulls cleared and they started the process with a rebuilding, you know, just a totally different mindset. They traded Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade. They waived Rajon Rondo. The Bulls right now, 5-19.
Ugh.
And the front office cites a lack of energy and spirit for the reason in parting ways with Hoiberg, who very well might go back to college. Mm-hmm. In or out, the Bulls' struggles the past 4 years are primarily due to Hoiberg's failure as a coach.
I can't put it on that, so I'm going to say out of bounds. I think, as you mentioned in the question itself, it's just a lack of talent. I know it's young. Wendell Carter Jr., who's a rookie. Jabari Parker, who just came over.
I hated that signing. He looks so out of shape this year.
I mean,
he looks like he's 15 pounds heavy.
But there's nobody on this roster here saying, man, that's a veteran that can help you lead and help you win. And
Markkanen's been hurt, I like that kid a lot.
So out of bounds, yep. I think this is just – it's a collection of a lot of different things, and they want to go in a different direction.
Yep.
So failure as a coach? No, it's just failure of a lot of things.
Failure of circumstances, a confluence of many things that went wrong. It's easy to pin it on the coach, easy to get rid of him, you know. But no, I don't think this is all. The way it's framed primarily, that's part of the question. It's not primarily due to Hoiberg. It's a multitude of factors. I agree with you, Teak, out of bounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Seattle, welcome back. Not to the NBA, but the Sonics, as they move to Oklahoma City, and now the NHL just awarded them a hockey franchise. I don't even know what these uniforms are going to look like, but I guarantee they're going to be dope. I guarantee the logo is going to be sweet. The vibe is going to be awesome. This is going to be nice. Now, besides Seattle, the Seahawks and the Mariners, and the Blazers in Portland, there aren't any other major franchises in the Northwest, Oregon, beautiful state, what a part of the country. Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming. In or out, major professional league should add more teams in this region of the country.
I'm going to say inbounds, but it's a little bit dicey, BT, because there's some of these areas are very sparse.
Yep.
And so there's just not a lot of fans that would maybe want to go. And we say inbounds because, as you mentioned, it's beautiful. It'd be great to be able to see these places differently.
Man. You could build stadiums and mountains.
Yeah, it'd be unbelievable. But it'll be hard to do.
I'm going
to
say out of bounds here. Number one, I don't want to mess with the aesthetics of that part of the country. Mm. I want to keep it like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Having driven through every one of those states but Idaho, what a beautiful part of the country. I agree with you on the – not that there aren't beautiful cities with teams. It seems like a contradiction, but I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
I don't know that it would work. It's a little more collegiate. And by the way, I think it might be a disadvantage to free agents. Would you really want to go – I mean, Montana, it's like minus 40 during the winter.
Yeah, but if you like the fish and hunt.
All right. Do NBA players – grow up that way? I mean, do a lot of them?
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone's rare.
Big cowboy.
Karl Malone's rare. He stayed in Utah all those years. But no, I don't think that would work. I think it's perfect where it is. Got to get that basketball team back in Seattle, though. Got to get it. Got to get it. By the way, I've actually got a list of the proposed names that they trademarked for the hockey team. I want to lay them on you coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.